listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Kids 7 to 12 years old can take their football game to the next level this summer at the Cleveland Browns Youth Football Camp. During this three-day camp in June at First Energy Stadium, kids are going to work out with top high school coaches and interact with the new Browns rookies. Register now at clevelandbrowns.com. Hurry, because space is limited. All right, time to get into the Friday forecast, something we love to do on this show. And our producer today is Matt Fontana. Matt, take it away. Matt, we're not, just for the record, not hearing the forecast questions. I'm hearing some music.
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah.
Friday forecast question number one, excluding Josh Gordon, rank the top five weapons for the Browns right now.
You want to take this one, Nathan?
Sure. Number one, probably Jordan Cameron. Number two, Ben Tate. Number three, I'll say right now, because we don't know how the wide receivers are going to shake out, I would say Miles Austin, Andrew Hawkins, and then at a tie for five, all the people that could step up from Nate Burleson, Earl Bennett, Charles Johnson, and in the backfield, Terrence West, Isaiah Kroll. And obviously the starting quarterback is in there somewhere, but I'm looking at weapons, excluding the quarterback as in a weapon for the offense. If the quarterbacks are in there, they'd be right at the top of the list.
Yeah, hard to know who that guy still is going to be at quarterback. I'm with you. It's hard not to say Jordan Cameron at the very top. I think he's going to have a tougher time. I think teams are going to be dialed in much more on his game, and it's incumbent upon him, incumbent upon the Browns coaching staff to get much more of a diversity out of what he did, because whatever was working for him last year, especially when it comes to kind of reading coverages and such, he's going to have a tall task to try to replicate or better what he did in 2013. But he would be right up there. I'm going to put Ben Tate up there as well.
Yep.
Kind of in a tie with Terrence West. I think they're both going to see the ball quite a bit as running backs. I also think they're going to be involved as receivers. So I would think that they kind of share that number two part in a run
driven. Don't sleep on Isaiah Crowell. I'll just put that out there.
Okay. In a run driven attack. I mean, the running game overall will be a big part of that. So yeah, Isaiah could be part of that as well. And then third, I'm going to go with Miles Austin. I think, again, on the presumption that he's healthy and the idea that he could make some plays to try to help move the ball when they need to. In the quarterback's going to have to make some plays, even in a run-driven type of offense. But this will resemble nothing like last year. I wouldn't expect, even if Josh Gordon were on this team, to put up the crazy numbers he put up a year ago, because you do not have the North Turner throw the ball all over the lot approach that is going to be taken by this football team. I assure you that won't be the case. And then after that, you know, I think I look at Andrew Hawkins as someone who can make an impact for sure. I think he's got the ability to do some things that they had hoped Devon Best would do a year ago, but more explosiveness, better, I think, with his hands and his ability to catch the football just from what I've seen, and a very determined, driven guy to kind of show that the big money he got to be a slot receiver is going to pay off for this football team. So I definitely think he's going to be involved in that as well.
All right, guys, question number two, or the man that Nathan Zagura actually just talked to not too long ago. What are the chances that Pierre Desir starts at defensive back opening day in Pittsburgh?
I'm going to put them very, very low. I think that when the team opens up in Pittsburgh, the starters are going to be Joe Hayden, Justin Gilbert, and Buster Skrine as the slot corner, and Tayshawn Gibson and Dante Whitner as the safeties. Barring injury, that could change. But I think Desir is coming into a great situation, one where he can learn from great pro ahead of him in Joe Hayden. The team has brought in another DB coach, as we talked about yesterday with Aaron Glenn, giving them three DB coaches to help get these rookies coached up and familiar with this defense. Desir's got a lot of potential down the line, but I think opening day, he won't be a starter, but he's going to be a valuable contributor for this team on defense and special teams.
What's interesting is technically he could end up being in the starting lineup if the Steelers come out with like four wides or come with a spread, because they're going to run a lot of spread offense according to everything I've been hearing. They were doing that last year also at a hurry up, no huddle type of pace. In that event, then Desir, I think, has a good chance of being one of the guys, even with Skrine, to be your sort of your fourth guy who's matched up with somebody, depending on the kind of defense the Browns are going to play. But it's very hard not to be manned up when you're starting out with a spread scheme and putting four wides out there. And it wouldn't shock me if that's how that game could go, just on the basis of what the Steelers are offensively and what they're doing. And, of course, field position, I mean, where they are and, you know, however that first defensive play goes is a matter of that. I agree with you that screen with experience would have an edge.
Screen's a great slot corner, by the way.
But I'm keeping an eye on Dazeer. But I think Dazeer offers – I think in the eyes of this coaching staff and why he was picked, I think they'll see the bigger, stronger element that Dazeer brings that is different than what Screen has. And I think their hope is that he's more of the type of guy they want, just prototypically. So what else we got, Matt?
Number three.
All right, guys, on the defensive side of the ball, a lot of leaders. Joe Hayden, Dante Whitner, Carlos Dansby. But who do you think will become the leaders on offense?
On offense for this team, I think you're going to see Alex Mack take on a leadership role. You're going to see whoever the starting quarterback is, whether it is Brian Hoyer or Johnny Manziel, who's rallied the team, take on a leadership role. I think the offensive line, Thomas, Mack, et cetera, they're going to be leaders because this team is going to be physical. And then I think the guy who carries the mail for this team in the backfield is going to be a leader because that's really just the way that I see it playing out. The quarterback, first and foremost, is going to be a leader. I think Alex Mack and Joe Thomas on that line will be leaders of this team, and whoever carries the mail is going to be a leader. And I think Jordan Cameron, I got a chance to talk to him today while we were watching some of the rookie minicamp. He's really starting to embrace his role as a leader and a guy who's been productive and wants to continue to build on that and help this team get to where it needs to be a winner. So keep an eye on Jordan Cameron as well. He's a guy that I've always liked off the field, and I think he continues to understand how he needs to develop both on the field as a player and as a leader to help this team get to where he wants and we all want it to get.
My honest answer to this is I don't know. I have no clue. Because as I look at the offensive side of the ball, there is no obvious personality like a Dante Whitner, like a Carlos Dansby, or like a Joe Hayden. Those personalities reside on the defensive side. That's just the way it is. Not knowing who the quarterback is part of this problem, this issue. The leader, the natural leader, should be that guy. And I don't know that you can in any way possible determine who that is, whether it is Brian Hoyer or Johnny Manziel. And Johnny Manziel at 21, taking charge of a football team, an NFL football team, is a different animal. I think he's got it in him to be that kind of guy. We saw that fiery guy at Texas A&M, but whether he can be that guy and followed, you know, whether it'll translate is the question mark. Joe Thomas, a very low-key personality. I think Alex Mack is much more about the leading he does is really more by example, and the same with Thomas. And there's no one else that I see truly in this offense who others would jump up and say, that's our guy. It's got to be the quarterback, and I don't have any clue, you know, if it's in that guy to do it or who that guy will be to do it. So I've got to see it.
Number four.
All right, guys, final one. Obviously, rookie minicamp this week out in Berea. What are you guys looking forward to the most at rookie minicamp?
I can't wait to see Johnny Manziel. I got a chance to watch him today and was very impressed with what I saw from him. Obviously, he's got a lot to learn and to go through, but I'm very excited to see him. I'm excited to see Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell run the football at the running back position. Definitely looking forward to seeing the corners, Justin Gilbert and Pierre Dazeer out there, see how they're adapting, how fast they're able to play, see if I think that they're thinking a lot or if they're just out there moving around, running and playing at quick speed and getting up to speed with the NFL game. Christian Kirksey, his development obviously is going to be important to watch as a coverage linebacker on the inside, and really just look to see if I can find some of those gems, some of those guys that come in here that you may not have heard about that aren't household names that have an opportunity to come in and wow you, see just what kind of athletes these guys are, see who's fluid, who can make the moves, get in and out of their breaks and look like the kind of guys that maybe have enough juice to be impact players for the Cleveland Browns. And Connor Shaw's another guy I'm going to be watching quite a bit of, the quarterback from South Carolina who never lost at home in the SEC, 27-4 as a starter in that tough conference. I'm excited to see him out there and see what he can bring to the table. And again, it's an exciting time. There are a lot of rookies who I think are going to be counted on to contribute, Joel Bitonio as well. I don't want to see him get nasty and beat up on any of the Browns, but just obviously see him his movements out there, see the attitude that he brings to the table. There's a lot to be excited about and a lot to look for in this mini camp, and I got to see a lot of it today, and I'm looking forward to coming back tomorrow and seeing a lot more.
I want to see Christian Kirksey's cousin Xavier. I just want to
Xavier
see how
Kirksey
he performs. Yeah. Just kidding. You know, I think the obvious has got to be Manziel's performance and what you can sort of glean from his just what the base understanding of what this offense is and how things are going to translate for him. These are the beginning steps of that. He's getting his first taste of that. I know he's been in the building all week and trying to digest a lot in a lot of meetings to get him prepared to show something. And it will be nice to see how the rest of kind of the passing game, because this does tend to be just a pitch and catch exercise, how the ball's being caught, not just from Manziel, certainly when Brian Hoyer is throwing it, how guys are running their routes, and how the defense responds to this, because interestingly, this is a rookie minicamp, so you don't get the same level of competition and understanding that you see what we saw a couple of weeks back when it was the veteran group out there going through the veteran voluntary minicamp and how guys were playing their coverages and how the defense ultimately got ahead of the offense, how you saw some veterans, you know, or more experienced people dropping passes and things like that as that camp went along. This being a rookie thing, there's going to be a lot of mistakes. There might not even be – I mean, interestingly, we'll see how many bodies there are around just to fill all the positions.
There are a lot of people out there, Vic. There are a lot of folks out there.
Yeah. I mean, just to make sure you got all the positions filled and sufficiently, like O-line and linebackers and everything else, because, you know, you only are working with a finite number of picks, but you do have a lot of undrafted players that you bring in ostensibly to either to just get you through practice – give him some tryouts as well.
And I also want to see Johnny Manziel's leadership. Does he take ownership in this minicamp of this team as a quarterback? I think should. I know the kind of guy that he is, and I want to see if he feels comfortable stepping up despite the fact that everybody in the national media seems to think that the Browns have already emasculated him. I can tell you from today, he did not appear emasculated in any way to me out there, and I think you would agree, Notorious is a kid who I think has an opportunity to be a leader on this team, even though he is a rookie, because he plays, if he gets an opportunity to start, will be playing the most important position on the field at quarterback.
Going to wrap up this Football Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850, WKNR.